Hello and welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. I'm your host, Rima Katz. Payments are core to any organization's customer experience, from offering the right payment methods to preventing fraud and false declines. Our guests today include Nicole Paglia, Product Marketing Lead for Stripe, and Dan Key, Senior Analyst of Merchant Services at Javelin Strategy and Research. They're going to dig into the latest trends in the consumer payments and how businesses can build a payments experience that increases revenue and drives brand loyalty. Nicole is also going to share key insights and takeaways from Stripe's latest research. It's great to have you both here today. Nicole, I read through Stripe's latest insights report. There were lots of interesting findings in there, but one in particular really jumped out at me. 61% of business leaders said that, quote, the risk of an economic slowdown has made it more important to my business that we don't leave potential revenue on the table. And they also said, my business is treating the slowdown as an opportunity to experiment with new ways to make revenue online. What are some ways business leaders are planning to optimize existing revenue or experiment with new revenue streams?
Well, first, I'm glad that you read the report and found it useful. That stat actually really stood out to us as well. I think going into the research, we were actually expecting to find businesses to be laser focused on cost cutting, given everything happening in the economy. But surprisingly, as you said, the survey said that companies aren't really playing defense as much as you might think. They're really focused on top line growth as well as costs. So more in terms of that, we see that more and more businesses are recognizing the importance of giving customers choice and flexibility and speed at checkout. 71% are planning to offer more payment methods and more affordable payment options like BNPLs, for example, in the next year. 65% from the report said that they think their customers would prefer to pay with one click versus manually entering payment details. And honestly, as a consumer, I'm even surprised that's not higher. It really tracks out with what we hear from consumers whenever we talk to them. I was talking to one just last week who described their checkout as it should be like a rideshare. You don't even want to know that you're doing it when you're paying. Another big opportunity that businesses talked about in our report is localizing the checkout flow, which really means offering the right payment methods based on your customer's location. And the vast majority of businesses, it was, I believe over 80%, are planning to do this. So if you as a business aren't, you're probably missing out. And then you also asked about businesses finding new revenue streams. What we found is that a stunning 75% are planning to embed payments or financial services like a charge card or a bank account right into their platform. And this is true across all business types, not just vertical SaaS platforms. And I think it's super interesting because with this new revenue stream, basically businesses can earn money every time a cardholder makes a purchase because they're ultimately able to keep a portion of that interchange fee. So they're building an entire new business just from payments.
Yeah, I think the rise in adoption of embedded payments and embedded finance is really impactful and going to be very influential going forward, considering, like you said, it offers more revenue opportunities. It also offers opportunities for a platform to deepen its connection to the merchants that it serves, that are on its platform, or whatever the relationship may be. When you have issuing capabilities, when you have a bank account, it's a deeper relationship, and that just opens the door for more value-added services that also offer revenue. It's got two sides of benefits. I see it becoming increasingly popular.
I'd like to dig a little deeper into the topic of checkout optimization. A lot of businesses face the abandoned cart challenge, and I'm kind of guilty of it too when I do a lot of window online shopping. I put a lot of things in my cart, leave them, and forget about it. What can listeners do to help prevent this?
We get this question a lot. And listen, the world is different now. I think the pandemic e-commerce boom that we saw forever changed consumer expectations. And simply put, they expect more. We hear more convenience, more speed, more ways to pay, more security. Overall, they just want more. And anytime we talk to consumers, we hear things like, if it takes more than two clicks, I'm not going to buy it. They just simply move on. So for businesses, this means if you are removing every single piece of friction in your checkout, you're leaving money on the table. So to your question, what can you do about it? I think what's really interesting is optimizing checkout actually begins even before checkout. We see that integrating financing offers like BNPL throughout the consumer journey, starting all the way from awareness to purchase, can increase conversion by up to 2 to 3x. We also know that consumers are much more likely to check out if they have one-click options available, like a Google Pay or Apple Pay, because they're so much faster than entering their manual card information. So first, you need to offer consumers more choice and speed in how they pay. And you should be doing it before they even get to checkout, like on the product pages, for example. Second, payments are super local. We found that 85% of consumers abandon their carts if they don't have their preferred payment method. So while cards are super popular here in the US, Dutch consumers prefer iDEAL. And in Brazil, we see that consumers prefer to pay with Boleto. So you need to meet your customers where they are. But of course, there is a trade-off with all of this. More payment methods means more integrations, more maintenance, and overall just more complexity to manage, particularly for global businesses. And that's where Stripe comes in. Stripe's optimized checkout suite allows businesses to accept over 40 payment methods through our pre-built payment surfaces. And we remove the guesswork of which payment methods you should be displaying by dynamically surfacing the highest converting one for each customer based on their location and device, for example. And most recently, we built an accelerated checkout experience called Link, which saves a customer's payment information and autofills all of those details for all their future purchases. And what's really exciting about this suite is we went and wanted to see, okay, what's the true impact? We looked at the revenue performance of users who upgraded and found that those users saw 10.5% higher revenue than those who didn't. 10.5% revenue. I mean, that's massive. And it's all from one integration.
Things like that can make a very big difference. You know, consumer expectations of checkout have really changed over the last decade. You know, 10 years ago, consumers were okay with typing in all their information very possibly on a desktop and going through a few pages of the checkout experience to buy something online. But now, with the rise of mobile commerce and Apple Pay and Google Pay and other digital wallets, consumers are used to increasingly very, very fast checkout experiences. Ones where, like you said, may not even need to get to a checkout page. They will just hit a couple buttons and it'll be done. So it's important that merchants don't assume that consumers are comfortable with a checkout process. Even if it's very smooth, they need to make sure it's as fast as possible, potentially coming before you even get to checkout. And like you said, kind of setting expectations and raising awareness of the checkout options, you know, leading up to the purchase. So just cutting that time down as much as possible needs to be a point of emphasis for all merchants and businesses.
We've talked a lot about these specifically digital experiences. How do these trends translate to the offline world?
Yeah, so they definitely translate. I think these same fast and seamless experiences we've been talking about, consumers expect them to extend in person too. So while we often talk about online payments and think of that as the main opportunity for growth, the reality is more than 80% of commerce is still happening in person. So it's not to be ignored. Plus, the pandemic accelerated demand for new in-person experiences. We now see businesses offering things like buy online, pick up in store, curbside checkout, and simple contactless payments. Because again, that's what consumers expect and demand these days. And there's a huge opportunity for the businesses that get this right. I was reading a report recently from Gartner, and it said that in the next 2 years, those who offer unified commerce will see a 20% uplift in total revenue. 20%. But many businesses are still catching up, especially when it comes to contactless payments. So that's been a big area of focus for us at Stripe. Stripe Terminal offers two types of payment acceptance. First is we have Stripe designed payment hardware, including our latest smart reader, which is the Stripe Reader S700, which allows users to run their own point of sale right on the reader. And second, we offer tap to pay on Android and iPhone so that users can accept those contactless payments that I mentioned with any compatible device. And I think best yet, and why this is super important, is with Terminal, you as a business can have a unified view across your customers, both from online and offline purchases. And once you have that data, you can do really powerful things like better design your loyalty programs, for example. And ultimately, you can better serve your customers because you have the full picture.
So it's incredibly important to create a really seamless process in store just as online. You know, we talked a lot about all the different steps you can do to create really easy checkout experiences online, making payment fast. And there's no reason that the store shouldn't be the same. With the rise of tap to pay is really important for that, where you can create a situation where a merchant can lay out their store the way they want to in a way that is very efficient for them and fast, and also fast and easy for the consumer. So that way it's easy to pay in store. And when the majority of sales are happening in store, as you mentioned, it really needs to be a priority for everybody.
Nicole, you've covered a lot so far and have given a lot of great insights and perspective. I'm curious, are there any other things that businesses should be considering when trying to improve their customer experience through payments?
Definitely. So we talked a lot about how to get customers through that click or tap if you're in person purchase. But in those milliseconds that happen post-checkout, there's still a lot that happens actually behind the scenes that might cause a payment to fail. So as you may know, like issuing banks are ultimately the ones who make that real-time final decision on whether to accept a payment or decline it. And they're looking at things like whether the customer has funds or whether they suspect that the charge is fraudulent. But unfortunately, because we're trying to make our checkouts as frictionless as possible, which we've been talking about, it doesn't leave the banks with a ton of information to make the choice. And we've heard from industry experts that this means that 75% of declines are actually for legitimate customers. So after you do all of that hard work as a business to get your customer through checkout, you've optimized it, you have the right payment methods, good customers are still being rejected. And worst of all, when it happens, we've seen that 30% of customers won't come back and shop again. So you didn't only lose that one purchase, but you lost that customer potentially for life. So a few ideas of what you can do about it. First, you want to keep your fraud rates low using a fraud prevention tool. Stripe Radar helps users do this using machine learning to automatically block and detect fraud. And we've helped to reduce disputes by 41% in the last year alone. We also have a really unique offering, which I'm excited about, called the Enhanced Issuer Network. And with this, we actually directly share our radar scores with major issuing banks to help them make better decisions. And because our ML is trained on the entire Stripe global network, these scores are super powerful and a great complement to the information that issuing banks have. Stripe users automatically benefit from this, and we are already seeing up to 1% to 2% boost in auth rates for large users. A second thing as a business that you should think about is enabling network tokens and card account updater products. So you may not know, I remember, surprised me just how high this stat was, but in a given year, 40% of cards are reissued. And every time that happens, your customers are forced to update their card details across all their services. So the services, the platforms, the retailers they use, if they can even remember them, because I know sometimes that I don't. Network tokens and card account updater help to automatically update these credentials so your customers don't have to. And Stripe offers global support for these products and helps intelligently decide when to use each of them to maximize acceptance. The impact has been huge. We've seen in the last 3 months alone, more than $2 billion in revenue recovered for users simply by using these products. And then the last tip I'll give is you as a business should be looking for user-friendly authentication solutions. So when you do need authentication, which is basically an extra check on the payment, either because you want to prevent fraud or to meet regulatory requirements like FCA in Europe, for example, it's critical that you do it in a way that protects conversion. So to help, Stripe now offers delegated authentication. So European customers can actually use things like fingerprints and Face ID and no longer have to shuffle between multiple apps or screens just to complete checkout. And this has already made authentication 60% faster. So I think the takeaway for me is you should be optimizing your checkout, meeting customers where they are, and using these tips, you can actually go from losing money at that last inch because a payment fails into turning payments into a competitive advantage for your business that ultimately helps you build more brand loyalty and create successful repeat customers.
Yeah, I think Account Updater is a really important example of why services like this matter. Obviously, consumers get new cars and they forget, and then there's friction when they have to put them back in. And that's frustrating and causing the bounce offer a purchase. That's obviously not what a merchant wants. But on top of that, if other merchants do have Account Updater, not only is your experience kind of frustrating, others don't have that problem. And that's a wide scale problem for a business that can convert loyalty on top of individual sales. And the same kind of premise applies to a whole set of different solutions merchants and businesses can offer, where a consumer might experience some kind of frustration in one place and other places have services that deal with that. And suddenly that individual business looks bad and you're losing customers for life. It's important to have each individual service because otherwise you risk really alienating consumers.
I agree. And I think, as we talked about, not only do you lose the consumer once, but you lose them for life and they talk. So it could also negatively impact your brand because they're telling their friends and family that they didn't have potentially a good experience checking out. So couldn't agree more.
It can snowball very quickly, but there's certainly ways to stop it, like you discussed.
Thank you both so much again for joining us. Nicole, so many lessons organizations can learn from your recent research. Thank you again for sharing it. We hope to have you back on soon.